You showed you're very comfortable with what Donald
and
Trump
has done. And what you've done is offensive to women who've been raped. What you've done this morning is offensive.
We'll let the viewers decide about that.
We'll let the viewers decide about that, says the diminutive George Stephanopoulos of ABC News. He of $17 million a year. His journalistic background was to be Bill Clinton's liar. He's the guy that put together the War Room. They made a documentary movie about it. I think they probably won an Oscar. It was about how they smeared all the women that Bill Clinton sexually assaulted. And here is the defender of the serial sexual assaulter, George Stephanopoulos, ABC News lead anchor. I've actually met Paula Jones, who he sexually assaulted in Little Rock. Juanita Broderick, I've met Juanita Broderick, who he raped, according to Juanita Broderick. Remember, Believe the Women? That's all a lie. That's just a lie from the party of sexual assault. That's the Democrat Party. Amazing stuff. Yes, it is. And now, this is pretty great. This is pretty great. Donald Trump sues ABC News and George Stephanopoulos for defamation over Nancy Mace interview. He should get at least $83.3 million. Like E. Jean Carroll. Former President Donald Trump filed a defamation lawsuit against ABC News and George Stephanopoulos, Democrat Party apparatchik, over a, listen to this from Mediaite, a viral video. No, it was on ABC News this week, that, and then afterward it went viral, but first it was on their Premier Network Showcase program with George Stephanopoulos over a viral interview. Always lie in the first sentence. That's the way to go. Tommy Christopher? That's not a very manly name, is it? No, it's not. A viral interview with Representative Nancy Mace, a Republican from South Carolina, on the subject of Trump's sexual abuse of E. Jean Carroll, which she couldn't remember what year. She still can't remember what year that allegedly happened. Bergdorf Goodman, dressing room. What year was that? I don't know. Do you have any physical evidence? No. It was, you know, like 30-some-odd years ago or something, and we don't know. But George Stephanopoulos attacked Nancy Mace. Nancy Mace has very publicly said in the past that she was raped as a 16-year-old girl, presumably by a Democrat, and she has dealt with this very publicly in the past. George Stephanopoulos couldn't have been more dismissive. Yeah. You know, you're shaming a rape victim, the congresswoman said to the anchorman. He said, yeah, whatever. We'll let the viewers decide that. Oh, okay. I don't think they're in the same room. Otherwise, she might have got up and gone over and smacked him, thrown him across a line of mattresses like the midget throwing contest in Australia. Nancy Mace and George Stephanopoulos.
What you're doing is defending a man who's been found liable for rape. I don't understand how you can do that.
Not in a criminal court of law. This was a civil judgment over sexual abuse, not rape, by the way, and she made a mockery out of it.
Can we pull up the Washington Post headline right there? In fact, it has been shown to be rape. The judge affirmed that it was, in fact, rape. Donald Trump was found to have committed rape. That's just a fact.
That is a civil judgment, not a criminal court. They're two very different things, and you know better.
Well, yeah. I just showed you the facts.
Age, I just showed you. You showed a Washington Post headline. Like, that's the burning bush of truth. I got to tell you. No, it was he was found liable in a civil court for sexual abuse. That's the trend. But George converts that to rape, and he said it 10 times, I believe 10 times is the correct number. And now the news media is naturally galloping to the defense of George Stephanopoulos because he's the big liar in this, but he's the Democrat. So the news media, they're circling their wagons, which is racist. To circle wagons, to even mention circling wagons, because that means Indians are attacking. They're going to scalp you and, you know, all that stuff. Amazing stuff. So good for him. Good for President Trump for suing, and he should bankrupt ABC and take it over. He should sue him for billions of dollars. Because, you know, if E. Jean Carroll, nobody's ever heard of, gets $83.3 million for her reputational damage, then President Trump, I think, billions, going to have to take over ABC, the network, and give George Stephanopoulos a new time slot, like 3 a.m. to 3:15 to 3:08, something like that. That's good. That is wonderful. Now, with that, let's go to another crazy story. I actually got a text this morning from, I believe it was Mike Opelka. Wasn't it Opelka? I think it was Opelka this morning. Said, hey, have you been watching CNN? CNN is celebrating a new skyrocketing abortion rate in America. And a Democrat's really upset that the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, which was destined to be overturned from the day it became law in 1973. I learned in college from a very left-wing college professor, David Lawyer, Dr. Lawyer, that he told me, you know, when I was 19 years old, well, Roe v. Wade was based on very shaky law, and everybody expects it to be overturned one of these days. And eventually it was overturned, and everybody knew this was going to happen. They talked about it in law school forever and ever. But it was overturned, and the Democrats, they love abortion more than Hamas loves murder. It's absolutely amazing. But listen to this story, because they're very excited at CNN that last year, 2023, here's the headline from CNN, very excited about it. U.S. abortions reach highest level in over a decade, sparked by surge in medication abortion. That's the headline at CNN, and they have Deirdre McPhillips typing the story on behalf of the Democrat Party. Abortions are on the rise in the United States, and Democrats are celebrating. Hey, abortions are on the rise. All right, get the organs. Harvest the organs. They do harvest the organs. They should put them in little Lucite blocks and give them out as paperweights, organs that they harvest. Can't use them all for medical experimentation, can we? Looks like medical experimentation for the lot of you. Abortions are on the rise in the United States, CNN writes. Despite bans that have taken effect in more than a dozen states since the U.S. Supreme Court's Dobbs decision that revoked the federal right to abortion in June of 2022. We still haven't found the crooked young woman that leaked, in violation of law, the decision to the news media that led to violence in the streets and all kinds of Democrat mob violence. Not George Floyd mob violence. This was the We Love Baby Death and Organ Harvest mob violence in the streets of the Democrat Party. Led to a would-be assassin showing up outside the home of Brett Kavanaugh, Supreme Court Justice, by a Democrat that came here and wanted to murder three Supreme Court justices. And, you know, the woman, my hypothesis is that it is a woman clerk for Sonia Sotomayor that leaked it to the media. And the fact that we still don't know, it's like the Kennedy assassination. Boy, who really shot Kennedy? I'll find out in a day. I'll get their phone records. You know, the Obama administration seized phone records of news reporters and their families all over the city to find out who leaked to newspapers. But not this one. Not this one. Led to a would-be assassin hunting three Supreme Court justices. But no, no grabbing phone records from the reporter that received the leak. And looking at the phone records of the clerk, let's start with Sonia Sotomayor's clerks. Now, here's CNN again. There were more than 1 million abortions in the U.S. in 2023. That's more people than the Democrats shoot every year, I think. The highest rate in more than a decade and a 10% jump from 2020, according to a report released Tuesday, that's today, by the Guttmacher Institute, a research and policy organization focused on sexual and reproductive health. That means abortion. They're organ harvesters, and they call themselves the Guttmacher Institute. German organ harvester, Guttmacher. Und? You will surrender the organs. And so the Guttmacher Institute, very excited to announce more than 1 million abortions in 2023, a 10% jump compared to 2020. And the Supreme Court decision in 2022 was the... So they're very excited. The latest trends also suggest that medication abortion, like the morning after pill and stuff, is a more common option than ever, which is actually a positive development versus waiting until you're, the baby's crowning and getting the Hoover vac, you know, as the Democrats like right up to the moment of birth. Although abortions all but stopped in the 14 states with total bans, but you mail away for the morning after pill and Plan B, and thanks to the patriarchy, you have a whole family of choices when it comes to this. You're welcome, abortion-crazed people. Nearly every other state had an increase in the number of abortions provided from 2020 to 2023 as the geography of abortion care. They call it care. Isn't that hilarious? And women's health. More than half the babies would be born girls. And then if Democrats don't get to them, they'd grow up to be women because they wouldn't have penises added to them surgically and things like that. So, and I love that they call it abortion care shifted amid a fractured policy landscape. The 10% increase in abortions nationwide meant that states without total bans saw a 25% increase in those years. CNN, very excited about this morning. They had CNN's Kate Bolden introducing the very exciting development.
Abortions are on the rise in the United States. According to a report released just this morning, more than 1 million abortions reported last year in 2023. That is the highest rate in more than a decade. That is despite the bans we've talked so much about put in place in more than a dozen Republican-led states after the Supreme Court decision overturning Roe versus Wade.
Ah, yes. And they love abortion. And it doesn't even have to be their own. It can be anybody's abortion. They just like the number 1 million abortions. Yay! A 10% increase. That's a pretty amazing stuff. Now, keep in mind that for African-Americans, the Democrats celebrate and they give out the Margaret Sanger Award. No more Ruth Bader Ginsburg Award, but they should just give it to shriveled up leftists, not to Sylvester Stallone. I'm actually with them on that. But the abortion rate for African-Americans is about 40%. That is to say about 400 out of every 1,000 African-American pregnancies is terminated in abortion. And the Democrats love that. And black people say, thank God for the Democrat Party, because, a lot fewer of us around and a lot more parking for the survivors. Then 70% that are born without fathers in the household, which means, you're much more likely to grow up to be on welfare and go to jail and be poor and all that stuff. But pay no attention. Pay no attention to any of that. Yeah, the African-American abortion rate, they love it. CNN this morning goes to their reporter, Jacqueline Howard.
I think the takeaway here is that these numbers tell a story. We've seen this rise in abortions because there are states that still offer abortion care. And in those states, they've seen an increase in abortions. We know that 14 states so far have banned abortion, but in neighboring states, in states that still offer care, advocacy groups, clinics, abortion funds have all worked to maintain and increase access, and that's what we're witnessing.
Increase. More than 20 million black babies have been aborted since Roe versus Wade in 1973. 20 million. All right, Democrats, you're really taking care of business. TCB. That is, you guys are on the job, and that's when they give out awards. They do. Did you know that the best-selling Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifier uses Oxy technology, which helps to quickly destroy many different viruses, odors, mold, and so much more? With thousands of 5-star reviews online, it works like a champ. We have 2 of them at home myself. My best girl and I, 2. Eden Pure Thunderstorms. Any smell will vanish in just a few seconds with the thunderstorm being on. Odors from litter boxes, trash cans, cigarette smoke, dirty diapers. Even Michael Moore is no match for the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. The powerful Edenpure Thunderstorm sends out O3 molecules. The molecules seek out and help destroy odors. These molecules even go behind and under furniture. Nothing can hide from the thunderstorm. And best of all, no filters to mail away for, buy, and replace on a schedule over and over again. Saves you lots of money and hassle. You can hold an Edenpure in your hand. It's only this big. So start enjoying the clean air in your home again and your office. Get several thunderstorms because right now you can save $200 on an Edenpure Thunderstorm 3-pack for a whole home protection. You're going to get 3 units for under $200. Put one in your basement, your bedroom, your family, your teenager's room. Take one to the office. Give one to your smelly uncle. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use the discount code CHRIS3, CHRIS, and the number 3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. The discount code is CHRIS3. Yes, sir. Yeah, CNN, very excited. Like Al-Qaeda, they love death more than we love life. Got a little more on CNN Celebration coming up.
My mind's made up. I've given this long and careful thought, and it has to be medical experiments for the lot of you.
Hey, it's Chris Plant. Excited to tell you about our July 2024 Listener Sea Cruise. We'll be sailing around the British Isles, visiting Scotland and Ireland. Please join us. Visit ChrisPlantCruise.com.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
And I will have an update for you on Trump White House official Peter Navarro, who's being ordered to prison for refusing to appear before a congressional committee hearing. When the Democrats subpoenaed him, he enjoyed executive privilege as a White House official and advisor to the president. But in our banana republic, that doesn't count. In the meantime, Hunter Biden is refusing to appear before Congress, and his father is the corrupt president. And Hunter Biden's buddy, Devin Archer, is refusing to appear before Congress. They're not looking at prison. But I'll update you on Peter Navarro today as well. Back to CNN, loving abortion. 1 million abortions last year, the greatest number in 10 years. Up 25% in many states in 2023. CNN is very happy. Jacqueline Howard.
States like Illinois, New Mexico, they saw the most increases. They are seeing patients that are maybe traveling to get abortion care, and that's why we're seeing this trend. We also know telemedicine, telehealth has played a role as well. So it's fascinating to see this counterbalance, so to speak, in response to some of the restrictions that have come out against abortion.
Kate Bolden is the anchor at CNN. They're very excited. 1 million abortions in 2023.
We've talked a lot about medication abortions, mifepristone, access to fights over the legal battles over access to mifepristone. And medication abortions. What role does medication abortions play in these numbers?
It's real good. It works real good. And there is more parking for everyone from here on out because we got like 40% of the black population, 20 million African Americans since Roe v. Wade in 1973. Democrats are applauding. Update on Peter Navarro and jail and the double standard in America coming up. Tell you, getting a reaction to Michael, who called in from Potomac, Maryland a little while ago. And very succinctly put it that, you know, it's funny that the left is all anti-Israel. They spend all their time talking about indigenous peoples and anti-colonialism and da-da-da. And they call Israel colonial, which couldn't be more ridiculous. Going back to the time of Abraham, literally 3,000 years ago and more, really it predates that, going back to the first temple and all that. Israel represents 3,000 years at least with the same ethnic group speaking the same language, practicing the same faith on the same plot of land. And this is the one country, the one group of people that the left takes issue with as they rant and rave at us about indigenous peoples on indigenous lands. Their brains are damaged. Their brains are broken. They have no understanding of the things that they care so profoundly about. Demented bunch of people. That is a fact. Just a fact. Now let's go Peter Navarro. Peter Navarro showed up in Miami today because he has been ordered to report to prison. Peter Navarro, a great American, a patriot, a Trump administration official who appealed to the Supreme Court and yesterday was denied by Chief Justice John Roberts. He asked for the New York Times is very excited to announce, Chief Justice Roberts rejects Peter Navarro's last-ditch bid to avoid prison. Mr. Navarro, a former advisor to President Trump, must report to a Miami prison on Tuesday for a four-month sentence after he was convicted of contempt of Congress for defying a subpoena. Now, Hunter Biden is right now defying a subpoena. He very publicly and openly announced that he would be defying a subpoena. He then relented, and first he was pounding the tail. I will not come in and testify in closed session. I will only testify in open session. And the Republicans in charge of the House of Representatives said, well, we'll have a closed session, and then we'll have the open session, which is what you want, the open session. He eventually capitulated through his lawyers and did show up for a closed session and then said, we're absolutely not showing up in open session. So now he's in defiance of the subpoena again, and he should be in handcuffs. Peter Navarro was arrested by the FBI after he talked to him on the phone, and he said, and he lives within walking distance of the FBI headquarters in Washington. He said, I can walk down anytime. Just give me a call. I'll come down and talk to you. They said, yeah. They then spied on him to see that he had booked a flight out of Ronald Reagan Airport in Washington, D.C., and they went there and they put handcuffs and leg restraints on him and put him in a jail cell that once held John Hinckley, who had just shot the president of the United States, Ronald Reagan, which the Democrats cheered back then, too, because they're the left. They're not liberals. So yesterday, the Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts Jr. ruled on Monday that Peter Navarro, a trade advisor to President Donald J. Trump during his presidency, must start serving a four-month sentence for contempt of Congress while he pursues an appeal. Well, that you know, why you tap the brakes, you hit pause, it's on appeal. What's the point of appealing if you've already done your jail time? Well, because you want to get your reputation back. What office do I go to get my reputation back? The order will make Mr. Navarro, who refused to comply with a subpoena seeking information about the January 6, 2021 attack on the Capitol, one of 450 riots within a year and a half of January 6th. Every single other riot was a Democrat riot. And, you know, they have forced evacuation of the President of the United States, Donald Trump, from the White House. And nobody's sentenced at trial for that attack on the White House, not one person, but never mind that. The first senior aide to Mr. Trump to serve time in connection with the plot to overturn the 2020 election, which it was not, but they're going to keep saying it, because as their boy, Joseph Goebbels, said, a lie told once remains a lie told 1,000 times becomes the truth. Mr. Navarro must report to a federal prison in Miami on Tuesday. Chief Justice Roberts, acting on his own without referring the matter to the full Supreme Court, said he saw no reason to disagree with an appeals court's decision that Mr. Navarro had not, quote, met his burden to establish his entitlement to relief. Chief Justice added that his order applied only to the question of whether Mr. Navarro should remain free while he appealed and did not express a view on the appeal itself. Now, the House committee had sought testimony and documents from Mr. Navarro about his plan to stall the certification of the election by holding up the counting of electoral votes. He refused to comply, saying Mr. Trump had told him to invoke executive privilege. Now, executive privilege has protected members of the executive branch since the founding of this nation. But never mind that. And let me say that Hunter Biden is now refusing to appear before Congress, notwithstanding a subpoena, that is to say, defying a subpoena. And he's not in handcuffs. The FBI literally put Peter Navarro in handcuffs, leg restraints, at Reagan National Airport when he had already told him, you know, you want to have a discussion, I'll walk down anytime, no problem. So just extraordinary stuff. And another key Republican impeachment witness is defying the subpoena that has been issued for him. That is Devin Archer. Devin Archer is another CEO of more phony baloney Biden family businesses. And all they do is trade in influence peddling. They don't build skyscrapers or dams or sell paintings, although Hunter Biden sells paintings for more than, you know, you buy Hunter Biden paintings for more than you'd pay for an actual Picasso in many cases, but never mind that. So here is Peter Navarro in Miami this morning as he is arriving in Miami to begin serving his prison sentence, while Devin Archer, who is right now wandering free in defiance of a congressional subpoena, and Hunter Biden is wandering free in defiance of a congressional subpoena. He did show up for the closed-door session, but he is now announcing that he's refusing to appear before the open session, which is what he just a couple of months ago insisted was the only way that he would appear. But now, forget that. Here is Peter Navarro in Miami this morning.
When I walk in that prison today, the justice system, such as it is, will have done a crippling blow to the constitutional separation of powers and executive privilege.
Executive privilege, the constitutional separation of powers, a congressional subpoena. This is the executive branch going after him. Now, the Supreme Court, perhaps inexplicably, the Chief Justice of the United States, John Roberts, has denied Peter Navarro's request to postpone his requirement to show up to prison in Miami while he's appealing the decision. Peter Navarro in Miami today.
I am the first senior White House advisor in the history of our republic that has ever been charged with this alleged crime. And I say alleged because for hundreds of years, this has not been a crime. And for 50 years, the Department of Justice has maintained the principle of absolute testimonial immunity. And it was only with my case that somehow that has changed.
First time in the history of the country that an advisor to the president has been denied executive privilege and forced to serve a prison term. Devin Archer, by the way, was also found guilty, and he's in defiance of a congressional subpoena now, was found guilty of defrauding a Native American tribe out of $60 million in tribal bonds. But when you're a Democrat and a friend of the Biden family, that's okay. Your Democrat Party are a two-tiered system of justice. Just extraordinary. Man. All right. And President Trump is on the hook. They're threatening to these radicals in New York, the extremists, Attorney General of the state of New York, is demanding $464 million from Donald Trump. Now, he's a multi-billionaire, but nobody has $464 million in cash sitting in an account. You wouldn't be a smart investor if you had it all sitting around in cash with inflation being what it is, because you're losing whatever it is, 7% a year now. Joe Biden got it up to 9%. And if you let it sit there in the bank, then you're losing at 9% interest, 9% inflation, rather. You're losing 9% of value a year. So Donald Trump is a businessman. He puts it in real estate. He puts it in investments. He puts it on Wall Street. But he doesn't leave $500 million in cash sitting around. And she's demanding that he turn over this money. Otherwise, she's going to start seizing his properties and probably burning them down, because she is a radical left-wing extremist and a criminal. She ran on and campaigned on getting Trump. She did interviews bragging about getting Trump before she was the attorney general. It's an elected office in New York, and Letitia James ran on getting Trump and putting him in prison. And she is a third world banana boat crook. That's what she is. And she's not one of the good guys, I think it would be fair to say. And now President Trump is being ordered to cough up the money, or she's going to start seizing his properties. And there's no reason. There's no aggrieved party. There's no bank that says Donald Trump defrauded us. Donald Trump didn't pay back his loans. Donald Trump overvalued the his properties and faked us into loaning him money. None of that happened. But a crooked judge and a crooked attorney general, and like with the E. Jean Carroll thing, the Democrats in Albany in the state capitol did away with the statute of limitations on claiming sexual assault so that E. Jean Carroll could sue him civilly and get $83.3 million from a Democrat jury that didn't vote for Trump, and they've got Trump derangement syndrome. And then they reinstituted the statute of limitations after they put Trump on trial. All of that ought to be unconstitutional because it's the stuff of the third world. Let's take a phone call, Michael. Let's go to Ed, listening on WTMA, calling from Charleston, South Carolina. Ed, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hi, Chris. I just wanted to remind you, and I'm sure you know it already, that the Eighth Amendment to the Constitution says excessive bail shall not be required, nor excessive fines imposed. I mean, I know the Biden administration doesn't care about the Constitution, but it is actually in the Eighth Amendment.
Yep.
And if a half a billion dollars is not excessive bail, I don't know what the heck is.
Well, and you're right. The Eighth Amendment, very concise. Excessive bail shall not be required, nor excessive fines imposed. Right, nor cruel and unusual punishment inflicted. An excessive fine for allegedly defrauding somebody, but they can't tell you who. No bank. They had banks come in and testify, say, no, we do business with Donald Trump all the time. We loan money. We use his real estate as collateral, and he pays us back with interest, and it's a perfectly happy relationship. And the judge, Engoron, who gets creepy with the cameras and he's a freak show, said, well, we don't care about that. We don't care that there's no aggrieved party. We don't care that you didn't short any bank. We don't care that no bank is upset with you. Every bank will still happily do business with him. But, you know, this is clearly a violation of the Eighth Amendment. Excessive fines imposed for what crime? Well,
yeah, if I
go ahead,
could I just, you know, say one thing, and that is I'm not a lawyer or legal scholar, but I think there's a theory of law called standing. You have to, the only way you can actually charge a person with a crime is if you can prove that the crime was committed.
Yeah.
And there's no crime here.
Right. And that's Letitia James and Judge Engoron being the crooks. And they got another group of crooks with the E. Jean Carroll thing, pay her $83 million. You just said, you know, standing, you got to have a standard of proof of some kind. And you throw out the statute of limitations to prosecute or persecute one person and then reinstitute the statute of limitations. We live in a very corrupt country. The left is here. These aren't liberals. These people are commies. They're fascists. They're not on our side.
Can you provide a definition for the word woman?
Can I provide a definition?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't.
You can't?
Not in this context. So I'm not a biologist.
I'm not a biologist. Supreme Court Justice, Democrat, leftist, Ketanji Brown Jackson. Yesterday, talking about the Biden administration stepping on free speech and crushing by way of Twitter and Facebook. No discussion about the efficacy and the effectiveness of masks or debating vaccines. And, of course, crushing the Hunter Biden laptop story, the New York Times. They're little Hitlers. And Ketanji Brown Jackson, who doesn't know what a woman is, was in the middle of this saying, well, the headline is Justice Jackson ripped for worrying about the First Amendment hamstringing the government. Here's our Supreme Court justice, thanks to Democrats.
So my biggest concern is that your view has the First Amendment hamstringing the government in significant ways in the most important time periods.
The government, Ketanji says, worried about trampling free speech rights, and the First Amendment to the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, could impede the government's ability to crush free speech.
I mean, what would you have the government do? I've heard you say a couple times that the government can post its own speech, but in my hypothetical, kids, this is not safe, don't do it, is not going to get it done. And so I guess some might say that the government actually has a duty to take steps to protect the citizens of this country. And you seem to be suggesting that that duty cannot manifest itself in the government encouraging or even pressuring platforms to take down harmful information.
Harmful information. The government will decide what is harmful information and the government will take it down. Sieg Heil Manischotzi, she went to the Harvard University and she went to the Harvard Law School just like Barack Obama did, just like half this town did. And they have that Jew-hating racist, she's no longer the president, Claudine Gay. Hey, it's just her name. It's not really a thing beyond that.
John brings his skewed sense of humor. Jeff brings tips to cut strokes off your next round. Together, it's those weekend golf guys.
They'll pay a lot of money to PXG and Titleist and Callaway and on and on and on. Right? How many yards do you think you're going to pick up with that extra driver? I think I can get an extra 5 to 10. What if I give you 15 to 20? Can you pay me more?
Jeff Smith teaches on the sliding scale.
Those weekend golf guys, the podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.